Track three, and now it's on with the news. Cuts on the horizon for cost-cutting store. Trego Mills has said it has begun a consultation with its employees with a view to reducing costs. It can be confirmed. The department store chain, which operates out of four sites in Cornwall, Wales and the Newton Abbott complex, released a statement regarding the consultation last week. The consultation also includes a review of the four stores' trading hours. Due to the upcoming increases in both employers' national insurance, national living wage, energy costs, and many others, Trego has commenced a consultation with its employees with a view to reducing costs and increasing efficiencies throughout the business. The statement reads, "The economy continues to struggle post-pandemic, with neither the former nor present governments having heeded the concerns repeatedly expressed by industry in general. In common with many within the retail and service sectors, this has necessitated a review of trading hours to ensure service standards are not adversely impacted during peak popular times of the day. These actions will underpin the company's future price choice destination, remaining our pledge to the communities. Trego has been privileged to serve for almost 60 years. The statement makes no mention of job losses. However, it has been reported by other media outlets who have seen a leaked internal document that the company is seeking to cut down hours worked. Trego Mills said it did not wish to comment further while the process is underway, but it said it would release a further statement once the consultation was over."
Relief at last. Diggers have returned to the site of the proposed new toilet block on the Den in Tynmouth, giving fresh hope that the town may see new conveniences in the near future. The works, which are likely to take 2 to 3 weeks, will see the removal of the old concrete staircase and are part of the final site preparations before the main contractor begins. Tynmouth Town Council appreciates the community's understanding and cooperation as we work towards improving our facilities, a Town Council spokesperson said. "We aim to minimise any inconvenience to residents and visitors while we enhance this important public amenity. However, there is still uncertainty over the availability of toilets on the Den from the end of the month when planning permission for the temporary block expires. Campaigners handed over a petition calling for Teignbridge to extend the planning permission on March the 8th, but the District Council is yet to respond. Tynmouth took over the running of the public toilets in the town from Tynmouth District Council in 2014. As part of the deal, Teignbridge agreed to continue subsidising maintenance and cleaning costs until summer 2025. Tynmouth had hoped to have built and updated all the public conveniences in the town to pay-to-P facilities that would cover ongoing maintenance costs. However, the projects have been plagued by delays and a contractor for the new Den toilets was only appointed in January this year. The previous toilets on the Den were reincorporated into the former Beachcomber restaurant, now Venus, in 2022.
Relief as new nursery provider is announced. Desperate parents in Dawlish will soon be able to apply for the preschool places following the announcement of a new nursery opening. Dawlish has an acute shortage of childcare places for under fives, made worse since the recent closure of the Little Swans preschool. A new nursery is to open in the former Little Swans premises at the bungalow next to Westcliff Primary School. The closure of Little Swans at Christmas, following a raft of safety concerns made to regulator Ofsted, had a significant impact on families, leaving many parents struggling to find alternative nursery provision. Now the new nursery provider, Puffins of Exeter, has been selected by Devon County Council. The new nursery will be open from 7:30 to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, all year round, and will accept babies and children up to and including the age of five. Priority for places will be given to families who live within Dawlish. Demand for places is expected to be high. And work is to start soon to improve the interior of the bungalow and ensure all the necessary facilities are in place. Councillor Andrew Leadbetter, Devon County Council's Cabinet Member for Children's Services and Schools, said, "I want to thank the early years and childcare team for working so hard to help deliver this vital service. We know all too well there are working families in Dawlish who need childcare all year round and that they are struggling to balance family life and work. There are also families who are not in work who need a nursery place for their child before they can start school so they learn to be away from home and to play and develop with other children. And we will continue to work hard to secure more early years places in areas of Devon where there is a shortage."